minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 132.
What's
Tommy, you're sick.
I'm in bed. It's a good excuse to have to be in bed at 3 p.m. on a weekday. So it's...
it's 3 p.m. where you are in Melbourne. It is 6 a.m. here in Rome.
Yeah, bright and early.
And it looks very dark where you are.
I mean, this is the extent of your days. You've got up early because you wanted to walk to your favourite breakfast spot.
Yeah, well, we haven't even actually been there yet.
Well, it sounds like it's a good breakfast spot, but that's so how holidays should be. Fuck, we're getting up. What are we doing? Yeah, we'll spend most of our time just walking to a place that sells good croissants. Yes.
It's going to be great. It's actually, this place, funnily enough, is probably the few that isn't going to serve pastries as their main thing. We're sort of all, you know, pastried out. You know, you get to a point on a trip.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I can be fucked eating what they eat.
Have you got heartburn yet?
It's a constant thing I live with. No, I haven't had it.
I get heartburn when I travel because I end up eating just... I feel like I'm having such acidic food. It's just in my guts. It's just so acidic. Pizza. I don't know. It's a bit different when you go for 2 weeks because I find I go real hard on everything.
Well, the funny thing about the pizza is just, it's not funny, it's more of an observation, just how much of it I'm eating. I'm having like a whole pizza a day. Like if I did that in Melbourne, I'd feel really bad.
But
here I'm just embracing
generalizing. But what's the weight situation of the Italians in Rome? Like, do you think traditionally, if most of people in Melbourne were walking around eating pizza, we'd probably get fat as Australians.
Yeah.
Whereas it seems to be different.
They're slim. I mean, I feel like there's a good mix. Brie, I think it's funny when you make generalizations because Brie was like, oh, yeah, they're all skinny. And I'm like, then was on a mission to point out all the fat Italians. And, they do have a bit of the... then we were playing the game of finding skinny people who look like they'd eaten pizza based on like having a small gut.
Yeah.
But
mate, it's usually the skinny ones who can eat the most. That's another generalization. I was eating a Parma. Amy and I go to this place just around the corner, Itty Bitty Bar. It started out as just a
Itty Bitty Bar. It sounds like a titty bar.
Well, no, it's definitely
Itty Bitty Bar.
It's not tits and schnitz. But we got schnitzel there.
It's got that vibe.
It's it used to be a tiny little bar, hence the name Itty Bitty Bar, and then now it's just like a whole corner. They've taken over like two different places, so it's not exactly small. But their parmas that they do are the size, man, they'd be 30 centimetres by 30 centimetres, like huge. Like a chicken.
They're a square. Also, that's not that appealing. Just have a big square chicken.
I'd rather a square than one of those dodgy love heart schnitzels that you get. I mean, that's the shape of the bread.
What is that?
Well, they think it's the shape of the breast. Butterfly it out. But it still looks dodgy when they get that heart shape. Anyway, Amy and I got it and we split it in half and Amy was like struggling with her side. And then there's this dude, this skinny little dude behind us, and we look over, he's just got one to himself. Next minute, look over, he's polished it off, just had his last chip.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like with me losing weight, people don't understand why I limit myself. So I'll go through, at the moment, because I'm... the funny thing is I've been actually leaning out. Even though I've had gelato every day, basically pizza every day, we've been doing like two meals and some small snacks or whatever.
Yeah.
But we've been walking like 20,000 plus steps.
Fuck.
So I've actually been like it's amazing. I'm like losing weight.
Fuck. Yeah, you'll come back a rake.
One thing that I wanted to talk about when you were saying about the Palmers, did you know that there's only 4 shapes of McDonald's nuggets?
I didn't know that. So, I'm just picturing a few nuggets. And so, hang on, what are the shapes though?
There's the bell.
Yeah.
The bow tie. The ball.
Yeah.
And the boot. I've definitely remember the boot one. I feel like I'm a boot guy. That's what I always get.
And is this change? Do these change across countries, or is
don't
it?
Don't ask me specifics. I literally just typed in shapes of nuggets because I remember hearing the fact. But that's as far as my knowledge goes on it.
Well, if then you're going to break it down to go, how much of the actual shape is chicken? It's
10%.
Have you eaten Macca's since you've been in Italy?
No, I've passed it. I've wanted to do it sort of ironically, or as a actually we've had a drink from Macca's, but I don't like it. It would I think it'd be a fun experience, but I'm still getting over. I feel like I'm getting better at saying accepting being a tourist. Like at the beginning of the trip, I would get really sort of self-conscious if we ended up at a place where everyone was speaking English.
Yeah.
And we definitely, you know, like for instance, yesterday we went to a coffee place that our Airbnb host from Serrano recommended.
Yeah.
And they had coffee to go. And in the and so we just ordered it, but it's just like, it said to go. And there was like a coffee bar as well. So we could have easily, I wish that we'd sort of stood up and had it rather than take it away. But I guess my vibe has just been not to fucking worry about it. Mm. Like you can't spend your time trying to avoid being the thing that you actually are.
I was going to say, that's pretty much just what tourists end up doing. They are literally obnoxious to the fact that they're a tourist. So you're a tourist.
Well, I think you've got to be. I think anything else is a bit naff. Like trying not to be and trying to be a local is impossible.
Mate, you'd rock a pair of white chinos and some loafers. I can imagine that.
Well, I actually saw the best combination the other day, which was Skechers, which I got so much shit for when I came back from the US maybe 4 years ago with six pairs of Skechers because they did sort of a buy one, get the next one for 50%.
Yeah.
And I got so much shit for it. But this guy had Skechers. Like I saw the Skecher logo first and then I looked at the style of shoe and it was a boat shoe. It was just like the ultimate dad shoe.
Skechers boat shoes.
Super, super comfy. I'm sure he's got like the gel sort of inner sole, like the sole. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've, it's funny. I never used to really worry about that stuff, but I see it now. I'm like, if it's like the socks thing that Trevor pointed out.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that the socks were against sort of my values. And what? I've just been wearing my sockettes since.
Mate, rock the sockettes. You're all good. It's coming along nicely. Amy and I had I was helping her to try and have something, find like a chef for Friday. She's got a Christmas party, a Christmas in July. I'll specify it's not Christmas right now. Christmas in July party, and she needs.
Yeah, we pre-recorded this in December.
And she's looking for like someone to come in and cook a whole bunch of food to serve on the night. And so mm-hmm. I tried to get my friend who owned cafes and he had some contacts. And anyway, that fell through, but she ended up going on Airtasker and she put out a brief. Have you used Airtasker before? I know it's nothing new.
Yeah, we used it for cleaning our balcony. It needed like a gurney and shit. We're going to buy one and then we're like, you know what, let's just pay a dude to do it.
And so Amy's like, yeah, we got one. Then she calls me. She's like, babe, do you know you can make $400 if you take these boxes from Toorak to Paran right now? Or something like that. She's like, she's on there looking through. And so I ended up jumping on and she sent me. So she ended up going on Airtasker and finding a person that's coming in to cook all the food on Friday.
What sort of cuisine did they sort of specify? Was it like, I feel like you'd go specific for the best results. I guess not everyone's going to like Indian, but I feel like that's what I would do.
No,
I'd get some like Indian who'd moved to Australia who's an awesome cook.
So this is the problem that was needing solved. She has 9 legs of lamb, 3 legs of ham. She needs vegetables, gravy, potato.
Why create a puzzle? Why did she turn it into the Airtasker and drill puzzle?
No, she's got all that ingredient.
And she's also got 5 boxes that she needs delivered, and then she's going to take the extra money she makes from the $400.
No, so she's got all the ingredients that she needs cook. She's got the ingredients. She just needs someone to come in and cook them and serve them up onto a table. And so that was what the brief she put out. She found this woman, and I'm on her Airtasker now, and you can see their previous jobs and what they've been doing. And she's not just a chef, it seems. Get this. Other than this is a cooking request on Airtasker that she's done. Prepare meals for a toddler for 1 month. So she came in and cooked a month's worth of food.
But she's essentially also probably a babysitter. Like, where's the parent gone?
Just the review they left her was amazing. Went above and beyond. Thank you again. But I scrolled down and saw that it wasn't just cooking. She got paid to go and view a rental property. And they said, Sharon has been great to conduct a property inspection for me with photos included. Thanks again. Fuck, dude,
it's an interesting time that we're in. I feel like I didn't get in. There was a one in the US called TaskRabbit. It's interesting because all of these things that happen in the US, when they're in the US, I get really excited. And then they come to Australia. And I don't adopt them early. And Airtasker is one of them. I just think because I don't want to start that as a habit where I'm just getting people to do everything for me.
But I thought we could actually use it when you get back because you are shithouse at prepping meals or preparing any sort of food for your consumption that's not either over the top or just like or something extravagant thing you're trying.
I can look after the lamb, but when it's just like doing the day-to-day chicken fillet with a little bit of fucking lemon, it bores the shit out of me.
But I wonder if we should do as an experiment. Get Josh's food prepped and my baby's food prepped.
I like that. You're just going to add on Bodie's meals. Just like, can you just, with those carrots, can you just... What's he eating at the moment? So, Bodie's what, like 20 months now?
No, he's nearly 18 months in August.
18. And what is an 18-month-year-old... 18-month-year-old? 18-month-old eating?
Well, we run him on the 80-20 diet, which is 80% good food at daycare. And then when he's with us, 20% shit food. And when I say 20% shit food, I literally just mean it's more like pre-prepared things that you can buy. So it's not like...
That's not shit food. No, it's not like you're giving him Reese's peanut butter cups.
Definitely not. Did you see my Instagram story? I'll put it up on the Daily Talk Show. He's obsessed with... Well, I've probably... It's my doing. I put the fork into the peanut butter and I feed it to him in his mouth. He just he loves it. So I've done it. My brother did it. It's like a habit that it's probably the worst thing you could do, just sticking knives into peanut butter.
You did it as kids?
We did it as kids and now I do it. Now I feed my son the peanut butter on the fork. On the fork, he loves it. And then he's just more.
I don't blame him.
Oh, it's classic.
It's so peanut butter and chocolate's probably the best combo, actually. But if you can't have both.
Well, I give him peanut butter, but there's some like healthy option pre-prepared, you know, pumpkin risotto. What else is there? Like cottage pies. So it's just like the mashed potato and mince and there's what else?
But that's the outrageous thing, and you've spoken about it on the show before. What Bodie eats in a day at daycare is just outrageous. Like, surely he doesn't even need to eat when he gets home if he's eating the sort of food that he's eating there.
Nah, bro, he's bulking. It's crazy. It's crazy. He drinks like 2 bottles of milk a day. He has breakfast, morning snack, lunch, afternoon snack. Yeah, it's crazy. And then he just goes to bed at 7, wakes up at 7.
He's just like, he's living the dream.
Oh, he's wild in the morning because he just wants to eat again.
Hey, talking about dreams, I had a dream after eating I think it must have been because I ate a lot of cheese.
Salt.
But it was a friend of... It was a someone who I wouldn't have seen for about 10 years. And I had this dream and she was in it. And she was crying. And I remember a story of my mate Nathan talking about him having a friend who was in his dream who he hadn't seen in a long time crying, and he called them and they just went, had just gone through this horrific stuff, and it was just this weird sort of connection. And I woke up from the dream, it would have been like 3 a.m. in Italy, and I was like really worried about the person, but I thought, it's, would it be weird, or have you ever done it, contacted someone, said, hey, I just had a dream and you're crying. Hope you're doing all good. Freaked me out.
How close are you with them? Like, what if they got any message from you, not this one, but just, hey, dude, how are you?
We're really fond of it. It's my one of my old, it was like my best friend teacher that I like got along with really well. And we, it would get so excited if we saw each other in the street or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, if you're going to lead with, I dreamt about you last night. I dreamt you crying and just wanted to check your eye. I don't think there's anything. I'm curious to know the reaction. So, all for content. Yeah. If I've got that hat on, I'm curious as to what would happen.
It feels like it's a bit dark. Like, but it did. I did have like a real moment of feeling sad and worried. But it's the other thing I realized is the power of waking up in the middle of the night and how different my brain works. Like at 3 a.m. when I woke up from that dream, it was like, I was like, oh, I need to do something. And I just started thinking about all of these things around and worrying about people. And then like, I'm like, you know what? Don't just send anything yet.
Yeah.
Have a sleep and then wake up in the morning. I woke up at 7 and didn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're working... Like, you can totally get worked into an emotional state in your dream.
Yeah.
And that's... So, that's what's happened. Amy's been banging on about dreaming about these numbers. And she had... For some reason, she dreamt of these...
Tats Lotto.
No joke. She dreamt of these numbers, and so she's bought a ticket. So... the show will probably be brought to you live from Italy next week if we do win it on Friday, on Thursday night.
Oh, really? You're going to come and do the rest of the trip with us? That'd be fun.
Well, you'd be doing the rest of the trip mooching off us, you scumbag.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
I'd be happy with it.
We'd spend a few extra nights in Santorini.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It'd be good fun.
But so she acted on her dream, has gone and bought a Tats Lotto ticket, so... Maybe just,
but that doesn't involve anyone else, and I like that it sort of extends the dream to life. But there seems something a little bit more, bit weirder. Because the other thing too is, I think with the phone number, she would get this. I probably haven't texted. We probably haven't had a text exchange in maybe a year and a half. But you know, we've been friends for, you know, 15 years or whatever. So it's like having those big gaps is completely normal. But the weird thing I think would be that I'm like interacting with her on another platform, so I'd have to like jump on WhatsApp and be like, hey, yeah, how you going?
Yeah, well, maybe get her email address and send her this episode, and she can she can get the full Josh experience.
You were saying in Israel, wasn't it, where people send just voice messages rather than writing texts?
Yeah, I just noticed everybody, people on motorbikes, people walking down the street, they wouldn't have their phone to their ear. They'd just have it like to their mouth, like a like a handheld walkie-talkie thing. And so they, yeah, and then I worked out they're using WhatsApp voice messenger.
I reckon that will come to Australia. I think that will be a big thing in Australia. I'm trying to remember the one that I used to use. There was one for probably only lasted like a month, but it was just a voice messaging app, and even the radio stations would use it as like a voicemail.
Yes.
Type of deal.
I know exactly the one you're talking about.
I can't remember what it was called.
It was called Haytel.
It never really took off. Haytel.
Yes. So
100%.
My housemate.
Did you do anything with it?
Yeah, my housemate and I, we just used to hate-tell each other when we're taking shits.
Man, isn't it? It's funny how I do wonder, think about Instagram stories. Instagram stories wasn't around, what, like a year and a half ago? I can't remember the exact date. It hasn't been around for that long. And think about how much it's actually changed the way we use that platform.
100%. It's huge. I haven't been using Snapchat anymore. I can't be fucked.
Oh, no. I don't even have it on my phone, I don't think. I think I've got rid of it completely.
What are we
it's
in?
It's taking up space.
2018? We're 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. August 2016 was when Instagram stories started. And it's... I mean,
it's coming on 2 years.
But it's totally changed the way people are consuming video content in the portrait mode. Like, it's becoming...
Well, IGTV, right? It's going to probably take... I was even thinking about what we do and how we could actually go and create content specifically for vertical that's actually decent and beyond just cropping into it a bit, you know?
Yeah, I think... Like, if you're shooting on 4K, 6K, 8K cameras, it makes total sense.
Then it's a lot easier.
Because all you need to do is just do more of a wide shot and you can just punch in and you can actually frame it for the... I think stuff looks better. Like, when I'm watching in portrait mode stuff on Instagram, I love the look of videos when they're in that portrait mode. And it's like...
Well, because that's how we hold the actual phone, right? It feels more natural than... Like, I clicked on a YouTube video that just happened to be vertical. I was actually like, this is a good experience.
And you were on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Oh, man. The thing is, like, I was thinking about going to this guy... It was like Solders... find out this guy's $11 million social media plan. But I was like, part of me wants to go because it's like, I know how bullshit that sell is when it comes to the social media. Know the plan of a guy using someone else's business to leverage his business. Well, it's like, there's no...
This is the thing. Like, I think that the benefit of it is the is understanding, like, deconstructing what they're doing versus actually listening to what they're saying.
Mm.
With a lot of people and what they're doing at the moment, you can learn more with their strategy of, like, okay, why are they doing it? Like, what's the trying to connect those dots?
Yeah.
It's like I... Brie couldn't believe how long I wanted to stand and watch this silver statue dude who was sort of like, he was in front of one of the sightseeing spots in Rome, and he was standing there, and I was loving it because what caught my interest was someone took a photo of him and didn't pay him any money. Like, they were from a distance trying to take a photo, and he was just putting his hand out there, like, quite aggressively. And then I was like, oh, this is great, I'm just gonna watch him. And so you'd see, like, when people would come close to him and they would sort of want a photo with him, he would grab their hands, like, pull them in really close, like, being quite aggressive.
Ooh.
And the other thing that he would do is he would try and grab people's attention by, so he'd be looking at, and he would hiss, he'd go I was just like, this guy, there was something really revolting about it, because he was just, and one person didn't went and had a photo, so they were, and then they didn't give any money, and he was like saying something. I couldn't tell because I was a little bit further off, but I would have watched him,
and he was speaking for about Italian
15 minutes. Yeah, except, well, I don't know what he was speaking, but it probably was Italian. But I think, feel like there's a lot of foreigners who are playing those games, right?
Oh, 100%.
That are selling all the shit and doing all those things.
I was just thinking, how cool would a video be? It sort of starts out with, the smiling faces of everyone experiencing this guy, and, the beautiful location that they're in, and the money getting dropped in, and then like him packing it up, and it sort of follows his story back to his house. Because I always see these people and I go, yeah. like, what's their, like, where do they live? What do they live in? Mm. And I always paint the picture. It's like what you and I do, stand there and just like, what do you reckon that guy's deal is? But
man, so much of that.
What do you think that guy, the silver man, what do you think the silver man's living arrangements are?
Life is.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I feel like, you know, he's probably in a house with a bunch of other people, you know, a bunch of other foreigners, and they all have their different shtick, and he's living with one guy who works in the sort of the tour guide space. There's another one who's a juggler, and he's the painted face dude.
Yes.
And like he and I feel like I'd like to think that the way that he got into it was one of the guys before him that lived in the house had the silver outfit. And he asked what it was, and the guy said, oh, look, this is what I do with the statue, and I put on the outfit, and then I've got some leftover paint. And then the guy's like, oh, yeah, well, I need some money. I'll give this a go. And then he gave it a go, and he's like, okay, this is... I don't know if anyone says this is for me, because it looked like a horrendous position to be in, because it was so hot. He's like, he's literally acting like one of those reflectors that you put in your car. You know, in the front of your car windscreen to sort of avoid the sun. But he would have been so hot.
Yeah, I reckon. All I could think of was you telling that story with an Australian accent, and then it being just such a different story being captured with these Italian people talking, or like these Europeans.
It'd be a lot sexier, a lot more romantic.
Yeah, people would watch that of an Australian person and go, what a fucking sad cunt.
Do you know the thing I was thinking about just before, I'm just looking at the Trello board, there's been something that I've been dying to talk about, which is the we went to a place to eat, and they basically, it was one of those ones where you pay 10 euro. There's a word for it, but I can't remember. It's sort of like a buffet, but there's an Italian word. And you go there, it's sort of just before dinner time. They do it like from like 6 till 7 or something.
Yeah.
And it's small plates of food, and you get a drink with it. And Brie ordered some sort of cocktail, and I ordered a Coke Zero. And the lady thought it was really funny because I was paying the same price, but Brie was getting something that would be perceived with a higher value.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the thing I was thinking about was the fact that in that moment, I'm like, oh, should I get a cocktail? Because that is of higher value. But the thing is that it's like that isn't the... if the aim of the game is to do stuff that you enjoy, what's better? Spending more money for something that you don't want because there's a higher perceived value in it, or spending the money and getting the actual thing that you want.
Yeah. So I have this pickle when I, you know, you get like a meal deal and you can get a drink and yeah. whatever food comes with it. I always think, I always like want the water. I'm like, I only need water, but I go for the Coke. So I do, it's kind of, the higher value one, which is the Coke in that moment over water, because you can get that from a tap. And I go for the Coke because it's more value, but I didn't need the fucking Coke. It's true. I've got cocktails.
Literally, I'm doing so much of that. Like the Coke Zero, I'm doing even like just going out. I've been drinking a lot more Coke Zero than I normally would because I'm like, if I'm going to get a drink and it's going to be cold, rather than spending a euro on a water, I'll spend 2 euros on a Coke Zero.
Yeah. Oh, are you... So I've done that a lot with alcohol. Like go on the beer over the soft drink.
The thing is that what she didn't realize was I absolutely smashed the buffet and had so many arancini bowls I nearly fucking put them out of business. So the choke was on her in the end.
How much did you pay for a
tap? It was 10 euro each. Yeah, and we got like, it was great. It was like that was our dinner sorted. So it was, I think it converted to about 31 Australian dollars for the two of us to eat, have the drink. And it was meant to be like the best place to do it in Rome. Mm. It was, It was really nice.
And tell me, did you go to the Vatican City?
Yeah, so we went like on the peripheral. So we've got how many more days? Today's Wednesday. Is today Wednesday? Yeah, we leave tomorrow. It's interesting. I haven't the exact same mentality of that value thing. Is the same reason why I haven't been going into all the sites, because the sites, like, you know, sometimes it takes 2 hours to line up, or you pay X amount for a fast pass, and I'm actually like, I've been really sort of content with the idea that I don't need to see everything. And so we went around the Vatican, around Vatican City. So I think we may have been, I don't know if we were in there. How bad is that? What I do know is, like, we were walking around and then there was a point where you needed to, like, pay to get through, and we're just like, oh, we can see it all. Yeah. I don't know what, like, I don't know if I'm super uncultured in that way, but I just...
Yeah, definitely.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, definitely. You didn't go to the Vatican. You went outside. You were at a music festival, but you were over the barbed wire fence on the other side, just hearing a bit of the Red Hot Chili Peppers that
but
were playing.
But I could hear
the
music perfectly. Do you think we should go? Is it worth going? Should today 100%. We actually go? And
but you go. You need to go. So when you walk there, what will happen is, if you get a train or whatever, you start walking towards the Vatican, and there will be like people who are offering tours. Do one of them. I know it's not the thing to always do, but if you can do a tour and they take you through, it takes like an hour or 2 hours.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. It is.
Okay.
It's like,
all right.
Yeah, like, if you go anywhere in
we'll
Rome,
give it a crack.
Go to
we'll
the Vatican. And take a photo and put it on Insta story if you can of the roof, the beautiful roof inside of the Vatican. It's unbelievable.
And the amount of interior, like roofs that I've taken photos of and looked at on this trip, I never knew that they were so important. But there's a lot of detail in these things. It's a daily talk show, everyone. Thanks to Michelle sent us an email pointing out that she's confused as fuck because she's always thought you're the rebel. She's starting to realize that maybe I am with all my promises. But I can't help but it's funny. I got really deep after reading it and thought, like, I like the fact that we don't have, like, that we're not sort of in radio. I think that there's this sense that you need to play a caricature of yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing radio shows where you're the funny one and you're not the funny one. So the funny one makes jokes and the other one doesn't. Where what I like with this is that we're just like real people who are sometimes outrageous and sometimes sensible, and it's not always going to be the one way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's good.
Yeah, I was just going to say something really inappropriate, but I'll stick with Michelle, and I'm the sensible one. So let's wrap this up. hi@thedailytalkshow.com, email.
That's our email address, and you can review us through the podcast app. Shout out to Tommy for doing this, even though you're sick on a Wednesday in bed, and you're going to go to the doctors now. So
I'm going to go to sleep. That's what I'm going to do.
Enjoy. Hopefully you're feeling better.
I'll message you if
guys.
I wake
see
up
tomorrow.
Feeling anything, all right? I'll send you a text message.
All right, perfect. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Bye.